T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kevin, the news of the day, the big headline. It was the day to get all these franchise tag players long-term deals. And if indeed the long-term deals were not reached, they will have to play on the franchise tag.
Don't gas me up, Zero. Don't do it.
And you cannot negotiate. No more negotiations until the ending of the 2020 league year. So, Dak Prescott, we're monitoring. Oh, we are monitoring. We're looking. Anything. Nothing. Nothing new. Let me look again. Anything? Nope. Nothing new. How about now? Did anything? Oh, we got some action. The Twitter's firing. Maybe we got some. Are they talking? It seems like they're talking. Things are getting close. Nope. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. So ultimately, Dak Prescott is now playing on the $31.4 million franchise tag. He is under contract for 2020. He has signed the tag as well.
Correct.
So there are a couple of players, and I'll run through this in just a moment. There's a couple that have not signed the franchise tag. Dak has. And we got reports afterwards that maybe the Cowboys were close. Maybe, just maybe, you know, Jane Slater was reporting. Ed Werder also reporting. There was a last-ditch effort where Dak and the Joneses were talking, and they possibly had a deal in place, but they just couldn't get it done in time. Now, what Slater tweeted out was that she was told that Dak Prescott was involved at the last minute in an effort to get a long-term deal done, but it was against the 3 o'clock deadline, per sources. The deal was between $33 to $35 million annually, with $110 million guaranteed. Now, the follow-up to that was Dak declined to clarify, but he disputed some of the details that Jane reported. He told Jane that while he did talk to Stephen Jones and try to get a deal done, he's grateful and blessed to be a Cowboy and working and moving forward to do whatever he can do to help the team win a Super Bowl. So I just mentioned with G-Bag during that crosstalk, Todd France, who is not a bad agent. By any means. There's a reason Todd
Fantastic
France
agent, yeah.
and CAA are as highly regarded as they are, because they're ruthless and because they're notorious for getting the most money for their clients. But that might have backfired a little bit today, because it did seem as though Todd France clearly wasn't able to get a deal done with Dak. He wasn't able to get a deal done with Bud Dupree and the Steelers, and he wasn't able to get a deal done with Justin Simmons, the very underrated safety of the Denver Broncos. In fact, there was a report from a salary cap guy of the Denver Broncos that said they were talking back and forth with Todd France, and they basically agreed to disagree. The Broncos felt like they made a competitive offer that would have made Justin Simmons one of the NFL's top 5 or 6 paid safeties, and Simmons bet on himself to do better so he can go ahead and get more money. So the three guys that Todd France had to work out a long-term deal with leading up to today's deadline that were franchise tag, none of which got a deal. So I wonder, you know, as much as we want to point blame at Dak, as much as we want to point blame at the Cowboys and say, hey, you should have gotten this done last year, you've had plenty of time, how much of that do we need to consider? Maybe Todd France had a little bit to do with this not getting done, because we've heard in years past, the Cowboys like to get the player in the room, and that's when they start to have a little bit of success in getting these deals cooking.
Right.
It happened with Tank. It seemed like it started to happen with Dak, if you want to believe it or not, close to the deadline today. And the agents may be standing in the way a little bit.
I can't blame Todd France in this case because it's been going on for 16 months, and the Cowboys have had plenty of time to get into a room with Todd France and Dak Prescott to get a long-term contract done. They had a chance to do it before the start of the 2019 season. They didn't do it. They had a chance to do it before Dak Prescott signed the franchise tag in late June. They didn't do it. They had a chance to get it done after Dak Prescott signed the franchise tag. They didn't do it. This is all on the front office of the Dallas Cowboys trying to play us for stupid. And I'm tired of this front office trying to play me for stupid. Because if you look at the first 4 years of Rain Dakota Prescott's career, he comes within one play of going to the NFC Championship game in 2016. If Roger Goodell doesn't have his head up his tail, Ezekiel Elliott doesn't get suspended for six games, Dak Prescott's in the playoffs again in 2018 and then again in 2019. Dak Prescott's done everything that he could possibly do to say, Jerry and Steven, I am the franchise leader going forward for the Dallas Cowboys. Pay me. And yet at the same time, we are sitting here on July 15th at 7:07 at 15 seconds, Zach Walchuk, and Dak Prescott does not have a long-term deal. And guess what? It becomes more cost prohibitive for the Dallas Cowboys to get a long-term contract done with him going forward because there is no incentive for Rain Dakota Prescott to sign a long-term contract. Effectively today, he signed a three-year, $123 million contract. You say, Kevin, why did you get to those numbers? $31.4 million for this year. Franchise tag goes up 20% next year, 20% raise. $38 million next year. Next, at the end of 2021, gets 144% raise. That's a $54 million contract that the Cowboys could give him if he decides to be franchised, you know, again, or if they transition tag him, it'd be $45 million, I believe. So all the Cowboys have done is just make this much more difficult for themselves to get themselves in a position to have a franchise leader going forward. And here's the other part that just burns me. The Cowboys have shown over the past 15, 20, 25 years that they don't know how to evaluate quarterback play on purpose.
Steven Jones. I've echoed that on this show countless times. Go ahead. Lay it out. Lay it out there, JG.
Steven Jones had to talk Jerry Jones out of drafting Johnny Manziel. At one point, the Cowboys wanted to trade back into the first round to go get Paxton Lynch. Paxton Lynch is out of the NFL. If Quincy Carter is in his playbook handling his business, we don't ever hear of Tony Romo. It took Sean Payton to say, hey, Bill, let's give Tony Romo a chance to get on the football field. And then you go draft Dak Prescott in the fourth round with no idea that he would be a starter in your league. You wanted Kellen Moore to be.
And it was accidental.
Exactly.
Because they wanted Paxton Lynch, then the Broncos traded up, then they wanted Connor Cook, then the Raiders took him. So, all right, I guess we'll settle for Dak. We need a quarterback.
So it doesn't seem to me that if you decide to let Dak Prescott go at the end of the 2021 season that the Cowboys would be in a position to properly evaluate quarterbacks to be able to say, you know what, I have confidence in this front office that they're going to find me my next franchise leader going forward. Because don't forget, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Who's to say that you would want to draft one of these quarterbacks who haven't played maybe going into the 2021 season next year? They may have not played the game for over a year and a half of football. So it's not to say you could potentially find a quarterback even in the NFL draft because we haven't seen these guys on the field. I'm just floored that over 16 months, the Dallas Cowboys could not find themselves in a position to get this deal done and to do so in a way that would allow it to be cost effective for them because all it does is gotten more expensive going forward. That's it.
I will say, you know, Dak's not gone, right? Dak Prescott is here. He is the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And if he goes out there and performs like you believe, like I think that he will, I mean, he's set up for ultimate success. They've put together quite the offensive arsenal around him. And if he goes out there and balls out, the Cowboys will go ahead and have to fork over the money that he so desires next year. And if they franchise him, tag him again, well, that number's probably only going to rise up for 2022, right? So eventually, Dak's going to get this money. Dak's going to get the money that he wants, and I'm just not overly concerned about it. I thought the smart business move for the Cowboys would have been, let's get this thing done last year, because this thing's not going to age great in terms of, you know, the money's only going to go up and up and up. To your point during crosstalk, right? Originally, it was the $35 million a year of Russell Wilson. That's what they're looking at. It's, all right, let's find a middle ground here between Russ and let's find, who is next? Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm.
Goff got a little bit more than Wentz. So let's find the middle area here. Now, you throw in Russ, Pat Mahomes. Now, Pat Mahomes is an outlier. I personally would not include Pat Mahomes in that conversation. Now, Todd France probably did, to your point. He probably said, Pat's getting about $40 million, right? That's, even though he's not going to see that for several years, he's actually making $30 million, I believe, for this upcoming, well, for 2 years from now. He's still technically on the rookie deal until that extension kicks in a couple of years. So I'm just not overly worried. If Dak goes out, he bet on himself, and he plays well again like we believe he will, it's a bad move for the Cowboys because they're just going to have to pay him even more money than if they had gotten him signed long-term now. But it's beneficial for Dak. And if you're looking out for Dak, have faith in him. He's going to go out there and he's going to earn his paycheck, man.
Well, here's my other problem with this. So, to me, we have never seen a quarterback who has played this well over his first four seasons. He won 40 games. The only other quarterback to win more games in his first four seasons than Dak Prescott was Tom Brady. We've never seen a quarterback play at this level with this much success and not be paid. Jared Goff got paid within a couple of years of his rookie deal. We saw Carson Wentz get paid a couple of years within his rookie deal. We've never seen a quarterback have this massive amount of success and not get paid. It reminds me of what happened when Tony Romo got that $108 million and $55 million guaranteed. He was coming off an 8-8 season at 32 years of age and had thrown 19 interceptions and then backed it up with a third consecutive 8-8 season. Jerry didn't have a problem giving Tony Romo all that money back when he did. What's the problem now when Dak Prescott's given more indications that he is going to be on a trajectory that gives him an opportunity to be a franchise quarterback for the next decade plus, but you balked at the idea of giving him a long-term contract when you gave Tony Romo all of that money coming off of a not-so-great season at 32 years of age when this guy is entering into the prime of his career at the age of 27 years old?
Yeah, and Dak has improved every single year. I agree with that. I just wonder if we go back and look at what Romo got, did he end up getting, I mean, where was he in terms of at that time highest paid quarterbacks?
He got more guaranteed money than Joe Flacco. He got more guaranteed money than Joe Flacco.
But by year, which is a lot of what this conversation was he the highest paid? Was he the second highest paid? Was he the third highest paid? Because there is a difference. I can understand fans and the Cowboys saying, Dak, we love you, but you haven't won a Super Bowl like Russell Wilson. You haven't won a Super Bowl like Pat Mahomes. You haven't even gotten there like a Jared Goff. We're willing to give you this money, and we're willing to come in just under Russell Wilson, which is what Broad has told us they wanted to do, but we're not willing to go higher than that. I think that that's fair.
I'm just at the point where you look at this situation. Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones had an opportunity to get it done now. They didn't do it. And look, you could say, well, he hasn't won a Super Bowl. Okay, Lamar Jackson is 0-2 in the playoffs. If the Baltimore Ravens had the opportunity to open up the checkbook for Lamar Jackson, they would do it today. But
Well,
they can't because it's after you have to be in the league 3 years before you get.
So after this year.
After this year, they're going to open up the book for him. Dak Prescott, theoretically.
Assuming he plays well this year.
Yeah, exactly. So theoretically, Dak Prescott could have had the book opened up for him and then got himself a long-term contract. So, you know, this is going to be, and this is a long conversation that's going to take place over the next year because all it's going to serve to me is another distraction in a year. But the Cowboys can't afford any more distractions. You got a new head coach. You're trying to implement a new system. And now you're going to have the cloud of a Dak Prescott contract situation hanging over this team for another year until they get into a room and try to negotiate a new contract. So another distraction that the Cowboys don't necessarily need at this point.
I do think ultimately this could end up benefiting Dak in the long run here. He could end up making even more money, and I think it's going to hurt the Cowboys. They're not saving themselves any money whatsoever, which was really what I was looking for this team to do by getting this deal done last year, because I do believe in Dak. I do think Dak, especially with how this roster is constructed, is good enough to lead this team to a Super Bowl. A lot of people disagree with that, and that's fine. I think he is good enough, and I want to try and get him for the best deal possible. Well, that's out the window now. But I'll tell you what, if he goes out there next year and he earns it, which you and I both believe he will, it's beneficial for Dak. He's cashing in. He's making more money. The rest of the franchise tag roundup, people that did not sign, Shaq Barrett signed his franchise tag, didn't get a long-term deal done. Same with Kenyon Drake of the Arizona Cardinals, Bud Dupree of the Steelers, A.J. Green of the Bengals, Anthony Harris, the safety of the Vikings. The one person that did get a deal done, Derrick Henry, 4 years, $50 million. And last night, you and I both went through this. You're about paying everybody, it seems, especially the running backs. You know I'm a
when
turn
they
and
deserve
burn.
It.
You know, and Derrick Henry certainly does. But you know I'm a turn and burn guy.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a fair contract. This was good. It's front loaded. It's fully guaranteed for the first 2 years, which you'd assume Derrick Henry will be good for at least another 2 years. And then after that, the Titans could get out of this thing pretty free. They're also not breaking the bank to do it. Right, they're giving him nowhere near the guaranteed money that Zeke got, that McCaffrey got, or even a Le'Veon Bell. So this is, I think, a very good deal for both parties.
And looks like Derrick Henry's got some long-term security going forward for him. So good for him. And yeah, I'm always about paying for the running backs when they deserve it.
When they deserve it. Chris Jones got the deal. Hunter Henry, Matt Judon, and Yannick Ngakoue, the others that did not get a deal done. We will watch out for Yannick Ngakoue because I could still see a trade being done possibly for the Jags star pass rusher.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.